Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, I am Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We are the co-hosts of the Stuff You Missed in History Class podcast from HowStuffWorks.com.
And as you might suspect from the name, what we like to talk about are the things that are of historical significance, but maybe you didn't hear about in your standard history class.
So sometimes they are famous figures and we're talking about the lesser known parts of their lives. Sometimes they are people and groups and places that are often overlooked in history class. Lots of cool stuff. So come and join us.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, this is Christian Sager. Fracking. You've heard of it, you know it's controversial, but you might not know what it actually involves. Never fear, here at Brain Stuff, we're going to put some fracking knowledge in your brain. Fracking is the delightfully cheeky-sounding nickname for hydraulic fracturing, which sounds a little bit less delightful and less cheeky and more like something you would do to your enemies in, I don't know, StarCraft. But no, it is something we do to rocks. In the simplest terms, hydraulic fracturing is a way of getting more of the valuable fluids like oil and natural gas out of geologic formations under the ground. Deep under Earth's surface, there are deposits of rock that have huge reserves of oil and natural gas within them. But these fossil fuels aren't like big lakes where you can just stick a straw in and suck. It is not a milkshake. No, these reserves of oil and natural gas are found locked up in pores distributed throughout vast layers of rock, like shale. So how do you get them out at a reasonable pace? Okay, different processes are used, but let's look at the typical fracking setup for something like shale gas. You start with a deep vertical well, drilling a hole down to the level of the shale that you want to mine. The depth will vary, but just for example, one company claims its average fracking well depth is 7,700 feet. That's deep. almost 1.5 miles, or about 2.3 kilometers. When you're at the right depth, you take a 90-degree turn, and you continue to drill horizontally, parallel to the target rock layer. This horizontal section of the well can also travel thousands of feet. Now, here's where the fracturing comes in. First, you open up holes in the horizontal section of the pipe. Then, you vigorously push a liquid cocktail known as fracking fluid down into the borehole under high pressure. This fracking fluid is usually a mixture of water, some chemical additives like acids to help dissolve the rock, and gels to thicken the fluid, and finally, solid particles called proppants. And we're going to get to those proppants in a second. When the mixture reaches the horizontal section of the pipe, it bleeds out through those holes into the surrounding rock. And the extremely high pressure causes the rock to form tons of little fractures, or cracks. Through these cracks, the reserves of fossil fuels contained in the rock can escape into the well to be pumped back up to the surface. What once was entombed in ancient rock is now the way to powering your car or heating the water for your next shower. And those proppants I mentioned, which are often just grains of sand, they help prop the cracks in the rock open, so the Earth's precious bodily fluids continue to escape into the well without the miners applying continuous pressure. So that's how it works. But then there's the entirely separate question of whether fracking is a good idea. It's mega controversial in many parts of the world. Some people claim it consumes too much fresh water, and they worry about what will be done with the fracking fluid after it's been used. And some opponents wonder if it will create earthquakes or cause chemical contaminants to leak into our groundwater.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.